question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for staying with us through the break. Robert, Mary back with you for our B-Block segment and today's Personal Connection episode. Before we're joined by the founder of Mobility International USA, a brief word about LifeLock.com that now includes Norton Security.
Well, in case you haven't heard, the latest data breach affects emails and passwords from 2.2 billion accounts. Yikes. Although it can be a pain, if you don't currently use a different password for every website or service, make sure you change them today. The facts are information stolen in a data breach can be used to commit ID theft in your name and ruin your reputation.
You know, and that's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection has added the power of Norton Security for comprehensive protection against threats that you can't easily see or fix on your own. And if you ever have a problem, they have agents who will work to fix it. Join now for the first year. Save 10% when you use our code of RM at LifeLock.com. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, Susan Siegel, a MacArthur Fellow, is a recognized expert globally in the area of educational exchange and leadership programs for people with disabilities. She's the CEO and founder of Mobility International USA, who along with her team works to increase the participation of people with disabilities in the full range of international volunteer, study, work, and research programs. To find out more about her mission, let's get right to Susan on the show hotline for today's Personal Connection episode.
Hello, Susan. Welcome to RM World Travel. It's nice to connect with you today.
I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we've been looking forward to talking to you this week. So, Susan, I think the place we want to start off is here. You know, when you think back to where you began more than 30 years ago as a Rotary scholar studying abroad in Australia, yourself a wheelchair rider, to where you are today with more than 2,300 alumni from over 135 countries, you must be immensely proud to have founded a truly impactful organization for people with disabilities who can now partake in international exchange opportunities that simply didn't exist in years past. Am I right?
Yes, that is exactly right, and I'm so thrilled because, as you know, I started out having a study abroad on a Rotary scholarship in Australia, and I realized what an impact that has. So being involved with Mobility International USA through the National Clearinghouse, we can give free information and lots of really ideas for people with all types of disabilities to have that same opportunity to study, volunteer, research, or have professional exchanges all over the world. So it's been a dream come true for me.
I just think it's a fantastic story and a great organization. And believe you just said the word free, which I find incredible because it looks like you offer a lot of resources. So in the time that we have here, can you just give our listeners a couple of examples of some of the resources that you can provide for people with disabilities looking to study abroad?
Yes, I'd be happy to. So our National Clearinghouse and Disability Exchange, which is part of Mobility International USA, is funded by the State Department, and we have information like if you were interested in getting some scholarships so you could study abroad, there's something called the Benjamin Gilman Scholarship, which is sponsored by the Department of State, and you can get money sometimes to learn another language in another country. As I say, the Rotary International has scholarships. There's scholarships for high school exchanges, for college, for professional exchanges. There's giving information about things like Peace Corps, but we also give a lot of tips, like how do you travel if you need a personal assistant, and what do you do if you need a sign language interpreter or a service dog, or you have a non-apparent disabilities and use medications. So there's so much information on our website, and if that isn't enough, you can also contact us by email. We have podcasts. So basically, it's if anyone wants to plant the seed for them or someone they know to study abroad, to volunteer abroad, to be a professional exchange, we have so much information, and we're so eager to reach out to people with disabilities throughout the United States.
It's terrific. Just terrific. It really is. And I also, I think from what I see on your site, we were looking through it yesterday to prepare for this, Mobility International USA, you also have a plethora of resources that you offer to the programs themselves around the world. Is that correct? In order to help them better understand and accommodate?
Exactly. So we want all people with disabilities to be successful in their international experience. So we also give free technical assistance to study abroad professionals, universities, lots of different places, because we want every person with a disability to have the same opportunity and to be supported and have an excellent experience. So we're giving information both to people with disabilities, their families, as well as international exchange organizations and people who do study or volunteer abroad.
All right. So, Susan, you know, listen, this is our personal connection series that you're a part of right now in our show. And it's where we like to illustrate the connection of travel with the journey of how it's really changed someone or added a layer to their world. I want to speak about just how meaningful and really how transformative these study abroad programs and experiences are for participants. I would think it'd be huge from a confidence building standpoint, which is really what study abroad programs are all about. But for those with disabilities, probably even more so. Am I right?
Yes, that's exactly right. I think that, you know, as you said, study abroad for every person, whether they're disabled or not, builds their confidence, has people learn new languages, gives people sort of a global perspective of the world that's needed not only in life, but a great thing for employability and to get jobs. But for people with disabilities, myself included, I'm a wheelchair rider, so many times you face people who have lower expectations of what you can do. And I think as you have accomplished that, like I studied a year in Australia, I think it really sort of trampolines your dreams and what's possible in your life. And you also get to meet people from all over the world, and I think just everybody benefits. It's a win-win. But I would say if disabled people had one thing they're going to do with their life that's going to change it, I would say have an experience, study abroad, volunteer abroad, get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, right. Amen.
Which,
to that.
As we say all the time, is great for everyone. So as you said, Robert and Susan, you know, for people with disabilities, it's even more enhanced. So Susan, you've been doing this a long time. We know you speak all over the world on topics of international exchange and cultural development. I would love to know what you continue to learn from your own travels around the world.
Well, first of all, I'm amazed that exactly as you said, you know, I have now traveled for a few weeks and I've got the bug. I can't wait for my next trip. I think it's such just things that makes you feel so alive. But for me, I've been so enhanced by meeting people around the world, especially meeting other disabled people around the world and learning from them. And I always feel there's a family of people with disabilities and allies around the world. And when you travel, especially when you meet other people with disabilities, I feel you just really feel part of that family. And I love other food. I love other languages. So just all around, I'm probably my happiest. Give me an airplane ticket and I'm there.
Well, I agree on that.
Exactly, because what it does is you cut through, whether it's the cultures, the politics, whatever it may be that's out there in the world, when you just get to interact on a human basis one-on-one, it is so meaningful.
It's really equalizing.
It is. It truly is. That's a great word for it.
Everybody learns from it and benefits. Susan, this might be a tough question because I feel like from where you started to where you are today, as you talked about with Robert earlier when we started the interview, so much growth and so many people have gone through this program all over the world. It's so impressive. But, you know, if you had to wave a magic wand, what do you envision for the continued future of Mobility International USA?
Wow, that's a great question. Well, I think that what I would envision for MIUSA is to really increase even more the number of people with all types of disabilities to be on exchange. I would like that every young kid with any disability is growing up and envisioning that they're going to be a citizen diplomat. I'd like to really build a pipeline of leaders of people with disabilities so that I'd love that when I travel, I just see tons and tons of people with disabilities who are studying abroad and volunteering abroad. And also, we're very interested in other disabled people from all around the world coming to the U.S. to volunteer and study abroad. There aren't that many opportunities sometimes for people from other countries to do that. I think the whole world will be a better place when we really build a pipeline of leaders with disabilities who have global competence and they can be leaders in the world.
Well, that's good information.
Yeah, to inspire
and
others,
certainly,
yeah,
listen,
too.
We have many radio stations across the country, almost 400 right now, but we also have a TuneIn.com channel that puts us international. So if people are listening around the world right now, they can certainly follow
up. That's great. So definitely the same information that that we give to U.S. folks to study abroad. We have for people with all types of abilities to come to the U.S., so they just have to email us at clearinghouse@miusa.org, and the world will open up to them.
And real quick, Susan, I just want to make sure what Mary said earlier, there is no cost, correct, for folks that are
getting together? There's no cost for the information. We do not give out scholarships ourselves, but we do have information about scholarships. We have lots of tip sheets, lots of podcasts. We have magazines online.
All good information.
Of course, available in alternate formats for people who are blind and other disabilities. So the information, the technical assistance, the tip sheets are all free.
So, folks, the website is miusa.org, miusa.org. Susan, very nice to meet you electronically. Best wishes as you continue on your mission. Enjoy your travels, okay?
I appreciate it, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You as well. Take care.
All right, very inspirational. There goes Susan.
And that website, again, is miusa.org.
Yes, it is. Folks, right now we're going to take a quick break, so this is a good time to connect with us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram at RM World Travel. After these sponsor messages, there's more RM World Travel coming right up. Stay with us.
To join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call 800-387-8025 or follow us on Facebook and Twitter at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.